Hard to, yeah, there's so much, you know, memories for myself, starting back before the monastery opened and being a lay follower and, slowly over time developing an interest in this tradition, getting to meet Ajahn Amaro in the early days, Ajahn Sumedho, of course, when they would come to do short retreats and stay for longer periods of time here on the invitation of Sangapala. Just a little bit later into that process, Lumbar Pasano appearing on the scene every now and then, getting to meet him. And then finally deciding or thinking that I wanted to join the monastic life and having the opportunity to go to Thailand in the winter of 95-96 to Wat Phananachat. And to my good fortune, finding not only Lumbar Pasano there, but Ajahn Sumedho and Ajahn Amaro were there at the same time. Ajahn Sumedho leading a retreat for the Wat Phananachat community, Ajahn Amaro attending him and helping out as well. So the three of them were there that winter, and I was going there to try and make a decision of whether to ordain or not. And it was my first time in Thailand. And I remember after a long process and the retreat that Lumbar Sumedho led, that I decided, okay, well, I think I'm ready to make that decision. And talked with Ajahn Amaro, found Ajahn Amaro to talk with him about it, and basically telling him that I had decided to do that. And my only choice that I now needed to make was whether to ordain in Thailand with Ajahn Pasano there, or whether to maybe go to England with Ajahn Sumedho and Ajahn Amaro. And he said, well, can you keep a secret? I said, oh, well, I guess so. And he said, well, I'll give you a third opportunity to go maybe and help us start Abhayagiri. Well, he didn't have the name Abhayagiri, but start the monastery in California, because I've just been given permission to do that. And this is after some years of planning in this direction. And so I was like, oh my gosh, okay, a third option. So Ajahn Sumedho in England, Ajahn Pasano in Thailand, or Ajahn Amaro in California. And I think Ajahn Amaro could see my wheels turning, not able to really quite make a decision about that, at least at that time. And he kind of picked up on that, I think. And then he said, can you keep another secret? I said, okay. And he said, well, nobody knows this other than a very few people, and you have to promise not to tell anybody because it's not made public yet. But Ajahn Pasano has agreed to come and take up residence at at the new monastery as well, although there would be a bit of a time delay probably. And it's like, okay, well, that's the deal breaker. I got two for one. So as much as I would have loved spending time at Amaravati and being there with Ajahn Sumedho, it seemed like a fairly easy decision after a few days of deliberation to come and join the community here. The to-be community here hadn't opened yet. This was in December, January of 95-96, and we opened here 6 months later. So, yeah, just what an incredible series of events coming together in my life to make it all possible and to be able to join in a community with such excellent leadership right from the very start.